Okay, we are now recording at 6:35.
Okay, stand for the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, roll call, Barbie.
Nicole.
Here.
Dorothy.
Here.
Joanne.
Here.
Ann.
Again.
Here.
Barbara here. Jerry.
Here.
Norm.
Here.
Carol.
Here.
Dan is absent, no notice. Probably at the Cape. It's a nice day for a drive. Okay.
And you got Donna?
Donna. I have her absent with notice.
Okay, thank you. Any additions or changes to the agenda? If not, may I have a motion to accept the agenda as it is?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. Awesome.
Carol second or Joanne?
I did. Okay. Joanne did, yeah.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Public portion? Okay, no one came on. All right. Approval of the January 20th meetings? Minutes?
Almost. Joanne?
A second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Is that Carol?
Okay.
Sure.
All business?
Me? COVID. Well, actually, here we are kind of status quo. In my report, really everything here, I'm kind of delaying it a bit. I'm waiting for some of my staff will be back, about a third will be vaccinated, probably in March. By that time, hopefully, we will have our touchless of water fountains, water dispensers. Hopefully, I called today, they are still back ordered. And I have some of my Purell lotion, but I don't have the stands to put it in because they're back ordered. So I'm kind of hoping that I'm delaying it to that I get all my things from the Everybody Learns grant together. And then we'll be able to open again from limited browsing and computers and start that process right now. But it's kind of if and then it's, we've been up and down. Every library, I think, has had a little bit of a scare. We think, you know, somebody may not. So it's fine just to stay as we are. Today, an update today was that the Connecticut Education Network and their installer came today and they installed the exterior Wi-Fi. That does not have, that is not password protected. So we are covered on Elizabeth Street, interior, and down on Water and Olivia? No.
Caroline.
Caroline.
And so we're almost the whole acre is covered with free Wi-Fi. So that is done. That's excellent for us. That's a big move for libraries. It's making, evening the playing field. So that's good. What else has happened since here? Capital plan, they met last week. The capital plan is approved. A lot of things were tabled for us. They have a lot of expenses coming for the police and first responders based on the governor's initiatives to get ready for COVID and other things that he has going. So everybody had to take a back seat on that. Budget, I think, is next Monday. It was supposed to be yesterday. But I don't think that didn't happen. And so the budget discussion is going to happen Monday. Oh, no. No, I take that back. No, it's a regular board tax board meeting. I have money that has to be moved. What will happen in March is that the mayor will present his budget. And then discussions go back and forth between the two. I had that wrong. I'm sorry. A lot of money happening right about now. In the city. Other than that,
We created a YouTube account. We have a MailChimp account now for newsletters. We did our first outdoor story walk last weekend. I don't know if you know what that is. So we have Arielle is a local author. She actually grew up or lived in Derby for a while. And she worked on, I want to say Wall Street, has young children. And she realized that there were no books to explain finances to children. So she has books about different things. And so we actually used her most recent book that's coming out. And we actually made, yard signs. So you can go to the yard signs and there's an activity with the yard sign. And then you learn about money. And this one I think is How to Buy Shoes. I can't think of the young man's name. There's characters' names. So that's what we did. And that'll be coming back again in March and then in April for Money Smart Week. What else we do? The most important thing in my whole, that's old business right now and new business.
You can go right on to your report.
Huh?
You can go right on to your report.
Okay, the one thing I do want to bring up, and this is important on page 2 of my report, is the building, we have our 100th anniversary celebration plan. And that would be you, me, and I don't know who else. It came to my attention, the building was dedicated December 27, 1902. The official opening to the public was February 13th, 1903. So I need you to put your thinking hats on. I need you to have input. I would love for you to be part of a planning committee. And I'd like you to think about who else should be a part of this planning committee. I know that Christine and I, she brought it up. She and I are thinking of ideas, but I think we also need to have some vested interest in this. I'm looking to get everything going by September because I really want everything in place by December, knowing whether it be COVID or everyone's vacation time or just life in general, to really start getting this together so that we have everything in place and we're not running around at the last minute looking for funds or anything like that. So I didn't know what you thought if you wanted to have a planning committee, a subcommittee of the board of directors and or who else you would want to invite to be part of the planning committee.
Donna told me she would be glad to be part of a committee.
I will.
Okay. Now, anyone else within the city that we should include?
First person I think of is Jamie Cohen.
Okay.
And I'll see if I can get hold of him somehow. I'm not sure how to contact him, but I'll try to find out.
Okay.
We're talking about all the city officials, right?
I think I have Jamie's number somewhere because he just worked with the firehouse and my son had it. And let's see if I can get it from him.
Okay. Thank you. And relay it on to me, please.
What was that, Norm? The last sentence?
Send it on to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who else in the city should be part of this, whether it's a worker bee or honorarium?
Well, Dorothy had said city officials. You need the mayor, right?
Honorary?
Okay. Representative, state, local, federal?
No.
Anybody?
Governor Lamont.
Any other movers and shakers, any other not-for-profits that we should be part of?
How about Claritas, the one that lives, not the one that's now, the one that's leaving the office.
Themis or her sister? Themis.
Well, Dennis used to represent us. Right. She's retired, and Nicole now, I think she represents us. No, Kara Rochelle does.
Kara Rochelle does.
Right. So I have her down already.
How many do you?
I don't know. I'm just making sure that we don't insult anyone and not include them or offer it up.
For the committee, you're saying, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure there's going to be the three worker bees, and then everybody else is going to come.
Do you think anybody?
I just want to be sure we'd have not forgotten.
We do a lot with team.
Okay.
You know, we give them monies. So, you know, they may want to be involved.
Anybody from the Board of Ed? I mean, we have Dan, but I mean, is anybody else? I don't know.
The superintendent or any of the school officials?
Yeah. Who do you do the scholarship with? The librarian? Is there a librarian at the high school now?
We do. We send it to the guidance counselors, actually.
Yeah.
To all the schools in the area. So that's not just the high school, that's Sacred Heart and everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've got another name.
Who?
John Walsh.
Jack Walsh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Think about that.
Somebody from the Community Foundation.
I did that too. I did Valley Community Foundation, offer that up to them. I was thinking Valley United Way.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe only the principal, you know, I mean, there's the Board of Ed. Also, we do a lot with St. Mary's, St. Michael's. So Grace, offer that to Principal Torres.
Okay.
So I'm just thinking about that. So when you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and something comes at you, I just want to be sure that we are not missing anyone important based on your experience, my experience, you know, just thinking about things and that we've hit everything.
From the other library, Derby Neck.
We could ask them to be part of it, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Welcome and so what we'll be looking at, so just to give you an idea, so we're going to need to, we're going to have to work on a timeline, what kind of events we're going to be doing. How we're going to do that, we're going to have a gala. One thing I did think of is to piggyback the millstone with this event. This would be a great way to highlight refurbishing the millstone and making it part of, it would then be tied into something instead of just a standalone request.
Celebration.
You know what I mean? It's the whole thing. So the millstone could actually be almost the centerpiece of the celebration. We could be standing out there in the middle of February. Yes, but that's okay.
Maybe.
You know, I'm just thinking something like that.
I haven't heard any more from them about the top of it, you know, putting peace in. I'll give her another call. I remember where I put that.
Because just so you, I mean, we have a theme, it's 100th anniversary, but I also like a sub theme. And for me, if I could focus in, like if everything came around the millstone, if we could do them something like that, you know, that's kind of where I'm big on parties with themes.
Okay.
So the 100th anniversary of the library?
It's the 100th anniversary of the library. Again, the building was dedicated December 27, 1902.
That's more than 100 years.
Yep. Yeah, the official opening is February 13th, 1903. It's only 2 years away, people. Not that far.
So it's 120 years. Am I wrong?
Yeah. 120 years. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Woo. Wait a minute. Something's going on in my head here.
Right. Yeah. 120th. Yes, because you did the addition for the 100th, so it's 100. It's 20 years later.
Yeah.
To do that. So, something that's like the biggest thing I think to put your thinking hats on for that.
Was it Carol or Joanne who said they'd be on the committee, or was it both of them?
I'll be on the committee.
I have both of us. Donna, I have Carol and
Joanne.
I'll also serve on the committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do what I can. Your turn, Norm. Jerry,
I don't mind. I don't mind serving. Yeah.
Don't you worry. We'll find you. Everybody's a victim in this one.
Come a little bit.
We all should be on.
We'll see.
I just, we could always meet, but I mean, it's always nice to have a subcommittee and then be able to bring that back to you guys, I think. Say this is some ideas we had and how it plays out. We've already brainstormed here. I don't know if anything sounds exciting to you when we talk. And what I'll do then is I will start doing subcommittee meetings. I have to look at the calendar and we'll start working on that so that for you guys that are volunteered, are Wednesdays still the best? Is there a better day of the week that's for you guys?
With me, you just have to let me know. I can't tell. I can't tell that far in advance what's going to go on.
I can do it just if there isn't snow.
Well, it's all going to be Zoom. Don't worry. We're going to be doing this by Zoom for a long time.
I prefer a Tuesday or Thursday, only because I miss my bowling on Wednesday nights when I have board meetings.
How do you bowl on Zoom?
I go right in there. You should see the lanes.
All right. I'll look at how things work here with the programming and things like that, and then we'll go from there. Is 6:30 good? Did you want to do a 6 o'clock for the subcommittee?
I get out of work at like 5:45. So as long as we're Zooming, it's fine. Otherwise, if I'm in New Haven, I'd have to come all the way, get back.
Right.
Then
let's keep it at 6:30. That way we all know that we all remember the time.
Are you looking for it to be like a week long celebration, a month long celebration?
It could be a month long from December to February.
Ooh. From December to February or January to February?
December. Well, the dedication is December 27th.
To February,
and then the opening is February 13th. So, I mean, at least that. There's Dan. Hey, Dan.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
You've been volunteered for everything, just so you know.
And chairperson.
And chairperson.
And secretary.
Dan, and for the record, Mr. Foley has joined as of 6:52.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Good. It's busy with COVID. Hi. What we're talking about right now, Dan, is that it's the 120th anniversary celebration of the building dedication and opening to the public, 1902-1903. So I'd have asked everyone, we had a little bit of brainstorming of who we should have on the committee or honorable members of the committee for this celebration. Some were asking or hoping you would come because they wanted to know if you think of anyone from the Board of Ed or anyone in the education thing. I can always...
Kenny Marcuccio.
Okay.
Barbie is the one that mentioned him 120, correct?
120.
All right, but it's actually 118. 2021 minus 1903 is 118.
But we're going to do it
in 23.
We're going to do it in 23.
Okay.
Correct.
That's why we're starting now.
All right.
That's why we're starting now.
My mistake. Thank you.
That's okay. You're talking to the girl who has a hard time with math. Well, I'm a librarian.
All right. Think about who you think should be on, and then just let Nicole know. She's already has a list, and you may be naming somebody that she already has, but that's okay. So we get to, we don't, as she said earlier, we don't want to,
forget anybody.
Yeah, and have them, be upset with us. So,
yeah.
We should probably invite the tax board. or Judy anyway. So, all right, let's move on then. What else, Nicole?
That's really, that is like the most important thing going on in us right now. Just trying to figure out how much money we have, how much I have to spend, getting everything together. And that's really it. Getting us ready for Everybody Learns, get us retrofitted so that we can slowly open again.
Okay. Any questions on Nicole's report? I have no reason for an executive session.
I don't either.
Okay. All right. Then if you have no questions, meeting is adjourned. May I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Dan, this has got to be the shortest meeting you ever attended.
What do we have? 6:58?
6:56 for the record.
6:56 p.m.
Yep.
All right, folks.